Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word today is our psalm that we spoke earlier, Psalm 4. Dear brothers and sisters in the faith, Book of Exodus, chapter 11, thus says the Lord, about midnight, I will go out in the midst of Egypt, and every firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the slave girl who is behind the handmill, and all the firstborn of the cattle. There shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as has never been, nor ever will be again. But not a dog shall growl against any of the people of Israel, either man or beast, that you may know that the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel. Not modern Egypt and modern Israel, but a distinction between those who do not believe and those who have their trust in the Lord. Psalm 4, today's psalm, King David says much the same thing. Right in the middle of the psalm, he says simply, know this. This is something that you need to know. Psalm 4, verse 3, know, first of all, that the Lord has made a distinction between his believing people and all others. Once again, know that the Lord has set apart his believing people for himself. In other words, to know his special favor, to have his word, to have his promises, to have his pardon, his forgiveness, to have a place with the Lord forever that Jesus has prepared for you. Know that the Lord has made a distinction. Know that the Lord has set apart his people for himself. And thirdly, know that the Lord will hear when you call to him. And so Psalm 4. Well, how do you know these things? How do you know? The simplest answer is, I know because that's what the Lord said. He said in the Bible. The kids sing about it. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus said on the cross, he said, it's finished. I finished my work of pardoning you, as being the atoning sacrifice for your sin, so you could be clean before your heavenly Father. Know it. The Lord has also said in your baptism, he said, I put my name on you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I wrote my name on you like you do with a book. It says, this belongs to me. This one is mine. The Lord has also said, whenever the pastor speaks up front the words of forgiveness, the Lord says, I forgive you your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Those are God's words. You may remember the words of our little catechism and explanation. It says, I believe that when the called ministers of Christ deal with us by his divine command and absolve those who repent of their sins and want to do better, this is just as valid and certain, even in heaven itself, as if Christ, our dear Lord, dealt with us himself. When you hear that fellow up front speaking those words, I forgive you your sins, you don't hear it as his voice, you hear it as the Lord's voice. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven, is what Jesus said in the Gospel of John. And then, of course, we come to Holy Communion, and what does God say in Holy Communion? Not a word, but actually he says something to us through the body and blood given to us. He says, take and eat, take and drink. This is my body, this is my blood given and shed for the forgiveness of your sins. And so, what do you know? You know that the Lord has made a distinction between his believing people and all others. You know that the Lord has set apart his believing people for himself. You know that the Lord will hear when you call to him. And it's a good thing that you do know it, because to quote Psalm 4, many people are saying something different. Actually, they were saying it already back in Psalm 3, and I quote from Psalm 3, many people are saying many people are saying, there is no salvation for that person in God. There is no salvation in the Lord. And now in Psalm 4, you've got the same people talking, and what are they saying? Many are saying, who will show us some good? And you know how hard it is when many people are saying something, because as you know perfectly well, when many people say something, it must be true. Like when many people were saying the Titanic is unsinkable, it must be true because many people said it. And the Lord says to the many people in Psalm 4, he says, how long, people, are you going to mock God's glory? How long will you love what is empty? How long will you love what is hollow? How long will you seek after a lie? And the answer comes back, well, maybe for a long time. Because Jeremiah 17, the heart is deceitful above all things, desperately sick, who can understand it? And it's like a dog licking up antifreeze. The human heart loves what deceives it. The human heart loves what hurts it. Unless the Holy Spirit is there. But there's still that problem. Many people are saying something, and they are doing something, and they are expecting something, and they are planning something, and they are following a certain path. And that's hard when many people are doing it. It's something you learn very quickly on as a child, when all your friends, or at least they were friends, many of them are saying things about you. And what did you do? You went maybe to mom or maybe to grandma. And what did mom or grandma say to you? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but what? Words will never hurt me, or names will never. Yeah, but many are saying it. So what? They won't ever hurt me. They're not speaking the truth. Well, even if you didn't have mom saying that to you, or grandma or anybody else saying that to you, stop for just a moment and follow the progression of things. As we look at the Psalms, how do things progress? What is the order of things? In Psalm 3, many are saying, and these are the only two times in the Bible where you hear that, many are saying there's no salvation in God. And then Psalm 4, many are saying, same folks, who will show us something good? And the answer to all of that is, what'd you expect? One follows the other like a dog chasing a cat. And where does the cat end up? It ends up a tree. You didn't go with the Lord. You threw away your only hope. Now who's going to save you? Who will show us something good? We don't know what to do. It's words of panic. It's words of fear. It's words of despair. I got nobody to turn to. What am I going to do? Well, you don't have nobody to turn to. Psalm 4 again. Answer me, Lord, when I call. O God of my righteousness, you have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. Lord, when I call on you in the past, you heard me. And I call on you in the present, I know you hear me. When I call on you in the future, I know you'll hear me. Why? Because I know something. I know that the Lord has made a distinction between his believing people and all others. I know that the Lord has set apart his people for himself. I know that the Lord will hear me when I call upon him. And I know that because of the cross. I know that because of the Bible. I know that because of my baptism. I know that because of the absolution, the pronouncement of the forgiveness of sins. I know that because of Holy Communion, Jesus' body and blood given and shed for my forgiveness. And so what do you say? Know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. Know that the Lord hears when you call to him. Verse 4, be agitated, because you're going to be, you're a human being. Be agitated, but don't sin. Ponder in your own heart on your bed and be silent. Offer right sacrifices. Put your trust in the Lord. Yes, there are many who say, oh, who will show us some good? But lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. You put more joy in my heart than those other folks have when their grain and their wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will make me dwell in safety. I will lie down and sleep in peace. And I will do that today, and I will do that tomorrow and the next day, however long the good Lord has you and me here. And we know that we will sleep in peace on the last day as well, too, because we're going to wake up to God's holy kingdom. And you will know once again, one final message, that the Lord does make a distinction between Egypt and Israel. Not modern Egypt and modern Israel, but those who don't know the Lord and those who do know him and trust him and look to his cross, hear his word, believe the absolution, remember their baptism, and know that their sins are forgiven, and that because of that, they are children of God. And so what do I say? Answer me when I call to you, O Lord, and the Lord will certainly do that. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.